بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. Tonight inshallah we'll have a dhikr majlis doing the tafsir, but the ayat of the Quran pertaining to dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله. Actually pertaining to the believers and the non-believers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses any person with iman, and Allah puts iman into his heart, Allah expands his chest. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, and Allah gives him the light of iman in Islam, and such a person is on a light from Allah, he is on a nur, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مُرَبِّ. And that person who is deprived of Islam, then he is deprived of this light in his heart. So, alhamdulillah, Allah has gathered us here. We all are believers. May Allah strengthen our iman, give us more of iman, and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. We have in our hearts nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. This is no ordinary light. The believer has the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the difference between a believer and a non-believer who is deprived of this nur in his heart. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do we make out what is the signs of that person whom Allah has expanded his chest? Sharhu sadr. How do we know that this person is blessed with his special light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Rasulullah says there are three signs. One is at-tajafi an dar al-ghurur. First one being, person stays aloof from this deceptive world. In other words, he uses this world just for the bare necessities to live in this world, eating, drinking, having a wife, having children. But he does not become absorbed and consumed by the world. In other words, he does not hanker after the world. The world is not his primary objective and goal. He just uses this transit phase to go to the akhirat, which is his ultimate abode, and that is his maqsad. And therefore, the second sign is, وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. Inaba, again, these words are common, where he turns towards the perpetual life, and that's the life of the akhirat. The life where he will live ever and after. Ever and ever. So he moves away from the dunya. He does not become attracted by the embellishments of this world. And his focus is towards the akhirat all the time. He reminds himself of hisab, kitab, qiyamah, hashar, qul sirat, qabr. About the horrifying events of the day of Qiyamah. He has to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has Allah who will ask him, who will question him. And between him and Allah, there will be no person to intervene. There will be no interpreter. He'll stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His a'mal will be weighed. And therefore he prepares, what isti'adadu lil-mawti qabla nuzuli. The third sign is he prepares for maut. Because maut is the bridge that joins the beloved to his beloved. From this dunya, we go to the akhirat. How do we go to the akhirat? Through maut. So therefore, he prepares isti'adad lil mawti qabla nuzuli. Before maut comes to him, he is prepared. Person who has these three signs in his life, then he is such a person whom Allah has expanded his chest. And he has got this divine nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this light. And the believer will be guided through this light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him in his life, in his dunya also, because he possesses his light. So we all have this light in our hearts, but we need to brighten this light. We need to preserve this light. And therefore, mashayikh say, dhikr is so important. What is dhikr? Dhikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahunchata hai. Dhikr is actually, it takes the person who is remembering to the person who is being remembered. We are remembering Allah. Allah is being remembered. How? through dhikr, by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr ka naagha, ruh ka hifaqa. Mashayikh say that a person who is not regular in his dhikr, he makes it now and then, he's negligent with his dhikr, dhikrullah, then actually he is making his heart go through a very impoverished state and condition. He is not nourishing his heart. He's making his heart, his soul, a poor person. Just like we worry about our physical conditions. Most of the youngsters, mashallah, we're always frequenting the gyms, and we're pumping iron, and we're worried about our biceps and triceps and push-ups, and we're worried about our physical condition. More important than, it's important, physical, to worry about your health, وَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. And he said that your body has a right over you, and you should be concerned. But there's a limit. We go beyond this limit. And the entire day we spend in the gym, so namaz becomes qaza, we become ghafil, listen to music. Of course, where those gyms, where there is, there are music. And alhamdulillah, you get some places where there is, we say there's no music, there's no woman, person is serious about his physical condition, and that is permissible. But where a person is engrossed, and his whole life now centers around only his physical condition, and take all those protein shakes, and he take all those steroids, everything to pump himself up, to look physically, and to portray a very different image, and very, like he is a very powerful person. But he forgets his ruh, which is punctured. What about the spiritual gym? How often we frequent the spiritual gym? How concerned are we about our spiritual self? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَىٰ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَىٰ كِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, the Muslim said, Allah will not look at your outward appearance. Why is it is important for a person to look, have a good image and look nice? He mustn't look shabby, mustn't be unkempt, must have clean clothing. Shariat is very balanced. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not judge a person. The criteria is not his outward experience, how handsome he is, how beautiful she is, how much of makeup she has put, how much of cosmetics she's used. Allah does not look at that. Allah does not look at the material wealth of a person. وَلَكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah looks at your hearts. How clean our hearts are, how pure our hearts are. Have we removed the filth that we have in our hearts? And this filth collects and collects and collects all the time. Just like how we have the windscreen, the wipers on the windscreen, all the time that removes the dust that collects on the screen. Like that, we have to make the dhikr again and again, every single day of our life. Istighfar especially. La ilaha illallah. Allah Allah. Ismi that. Shariat again, I say, is balanced. You don't have to make the dhikr whole day. But by making the dhikr of Allah, it reminds you of Allah. It reminds you of Allah. Then you become Allah conscious. And then you will find, inshallah, that our actions also will be in conformance with the Sharia. Because we are so mindful of Allah. If you take the name of Shaitan, Shaitan, Iblis, whole day, we'll become like Iblis and Shaitan. We'll do those actions that will make Iblis and Shaitan happy. But all the time we say Allah, Allah, it will strike our minds. When we are tempted with that evil, suddenly we will be reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whose name are you taking just now? Now fear the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the physical body is important that we should preserve. But just as or more important is the spiritual, the soul. Therefore, we have to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse and purify our hearts. Rasulullah said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٌ وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Everything has a polish. As I mentioned, dirt comes and settles in the heart. The sins we commit, the black spot comes, it grows larger and larger and larger until it engulfs our entire heart. Now for this we have to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr is the polish. Think, when you're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're taking a very hard brush, which we have to use to scrub the floors and scrub the walls. Like that we are scrubbing our spiritual soul. And removing, we can actually feel this hasad coming out, the pride coming out, the malice coming out, the love for this world, the love for or haram woman coming out of our hearts. And then we say, illallah, take the name of Allah. Suddenly we find that nur, like a flood of water, just coming, gushing in and filling our entire vessel, our heart. And how nice a person we feel. How close we become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true awliya, the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us His true friends. May Allah give us that wilayat and that maqam and the stage and that kafiyat and that qurb and that yaqeen in Allah that. The true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they take the name of Allah, they get some type of lazzat and pleasure. They're taken aback. They feel that ecstasy. They become absorbed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their mind goes beyond this world. Their hearts are with the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though those hearts are making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to make dhikr continuously. It's not only on a certain day of the week we make dhikr. These are just for our own sake, just to learn, to teach and learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we go back home also, or in the car, wherever we may be, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, standing, sitting, whether you lying down, you're resting on the bed, then too you can take the name of Allah. And when we take the name of Allah, it is such a beautiful name. Such a soothing name. Such a gentle name. When we take it in the most sweetest voice. Person calls his beloved wife. Of course, we're not going to say, talk about illicit relationship, calling his friend or girlfriend. We're talking about person calling out his wife. How sweetly he'll call out her, especially when he requires some assistance or something. He'll call her in the most sweetest manner. And then his work gets done. Here we're taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mind should be focused. It's important to train our minds and our hearts. Otherwise we'll be taking the name of Allah, but we're counting the money in the shop, or busy eating food already, we have reached home, or tomorrow, or the weekend, how we're going to spend, or after Ramadan, what plans we've got, bringing on some vacation. Then too, the dhikr of Allah will still benefit us, but we won't get the true benefit of it. Therefore, we should concentrate, and each time we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we close our eyes, ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we make short dhikr three and make dua inshallah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When you take the name of Allah, just picture and imagine everything in this world is taking the name of Allah. The sun is saying Allah, the moon is swaying and saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the skies and the heavens are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, the jinn are saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the particles of the sand are saying Allah, the entire globe is saying Allah, every hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah, Allah, his heart is pumping, saying Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu, Allah, 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 Allah.
Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka ash-shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thanaan alayka, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh my Allah, you are so beautiful, my Allah, you are kareem, Allah. You have got such a beautiful name, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are Khaliq, you are Raziq, ya Allah. You are Samad, you are Ghani, you are Wahhab. You have got such beautiful names, a beautiful sifat, ya Allah. Such beautiful qualities, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can praise you and praise you and praise you. We can use all the oceans and turn that into ink. And use all the tree trunks and use that and make that pens, ya Allah. And we can write and write your praise in the day of Qiyamah. Then too we will not have really praised you, my Allah. Ya Allah, therefore we see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh my Allah, you are exactly and worthy of what you have mentioned about yourself, my Allah. How you have praised yourself, ya Allah, that is exactly what you are, my Allah. Oh my Allah, sana wa durudan salamak wa nabiya kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا الله, we make shukr to you for every bounty you have bestowed upon us, ya Allah.
You have given us Iman, Ya Allah. We haven't realized how valuable this Iman is, Ya Allah. Without this Iman, we would not have been in your house today, Ya Allah. We would not have been taking your beautiful name, Ya Allah. We would not have made sajda to you, oh my Allah. We make shukr to you, Allah. So much shukr, Ya Allah. You gave us this Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, preserve this Iman for us. Make us die with Iman. And our wives and children and parents and family members and our friends, Ya Allah. Give all of us more with Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so many other bounties, Ya Allah. You have given us this air that we breathe in, Ya Allah. Free of charge. We don't have to pay you 1 cent, Ya Allah. The water that we drink and the clothing and Ya Allah, the shelter that you have provided. Ya Allah, the cars that we drive, Ya Allah, and the home that we have, so comfortable, Ya Allah. Our masjid is so comfortable, Ya Allah. Our surroundings are so comfortable, Ya Allah. You have given us whatever we require, Ya Allah. But we have made your nashukri, Ya Allah. You have mentioned, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ, that insan is ungrateful to his Rabb, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we ask you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. We make shukr to you for every bounty you have given to us, that which we are aware of, and even those bounties we are unaware of, Ya Allah, and you have bestowed upon us, and our parents and children and family members. Ya Allah, we make complete shukr to you today, Ya Allah. We realize and acknowledge that it is only you who has provided all this, whatever we enjoy, the rosy, the sustenance, and every other boon and favor. Ya Allah, forgive us completely for all the wrongs we have done. We have oppressed ourselves. We have wronged ourselves. Day in, day out, night, day, every hour, every minute, every second, Ya Allah. We are just flouting your commandments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we just show don't care attitude, Ya Allah. We don't even worry about your sharia, Ya Allah. We don't even worry about the way of life of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is recited, Ya Allah. We don't even bother to find out what the injunctions are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us. We are weak, hum kamzor bande hai, Ya Allah. We are absolutely weak, Ya Allah. We are so far away from the era and period of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was khairul qurun, Ya Allah. That was the best of zamanas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, thousands of years have gone past, 1,400, so many other and more years have gone past, Ya Allah, from the time. Ya Allah, we have come closer and closer to Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Our Iman is so weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so tolerant, Ya Allah. You are so tolerant, you are Haleem, Ya Allah. You are Sattar. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub. You conceal our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've committed so many sins that we thought nobody was watching us. Ya Allah, we had the courage, and we plucked that courage, and we had the guts and the audacity, Ya Allah. Despite you are Basir, and you are Khabir, and you are watching us, Ya Allah. But still we committed those sins, Ya Allah. And there was no frown on our face, and there was no sadness and remorse and no regret on our face. We were not nadim, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us. You do not expose us to the public. Ya Allah, you do not expose us to our parents and wives and kith and kin. Ya Allah, you hid our faults, Ya Allah. You are such a loving Allah. Ya Allah, if you hid our faults, then you will always hide and conceal our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't embarrass our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, by exposing his ummah's gunas to him, to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wipe out all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for you to wipe out our sins is absolutely no effort on your part, Ya Allah. It's, Ya Allah, it'll cost you nothing, my Allah. Your treasures are so barpoor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, إن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. Oh my Allah, your beloved Rasulullah has mentioned, Ya Allah, the hadith of Qudsi, that is the entire mankind, very from the first person Adam alayhi salatu salam, the last ummati of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jinn, man, every person stand on a common platform, and everybody begs and beseeches you, everybody asks you to fulfill his dua and his desire, in each person in his own words, in his own language, everybody asking and begging from you, and you fulfill each person's desire, and each person's dua, nothing diminishes from your treasures, nothing except like, Ya Allah, you have given the example of a needle, a tiny little needle that is placed in a vast ocean. It is dipped into the ocean and then removed. What has diminished from the ocean? Absolutely nothing. Oh, my Allah, ma indakum yanfad, wa ma inda Allahi baq.
You have mentioned, O insan, whatever possessions you have, it'll come to an end one day, it'll become exhausted one day, but whatever I have is forever and ever, it is everlasting. Oh my Allah, we ask you from those khazana, from that treasures, my Allah, to forgive us tonight, Ya Allah. It is the month of Ramadan. You have given us this opportunity, Ya Allah. You have said, Ya Baghi al Khair, Akbil, O seeker of good, come closer, come forward. I am prepared to give you what you want. O person, whatever dua you want, O my Banda, ask me and I will give you whatever you want. Ya Allah, you have said, come, O sinner, and repent for your sins. I am prepared to forgive. Oh my Allah, we have heard from our Rasul Paak, we have read in the hadith, that if insan brings the entire world full of sins, right till the skies, till the clouds of the skies, from the earth, we have filled the entire globe with sins upon sins. We have stacks and layers upon layers of gunas and gunas and gunas. Oh my Allah, but when he repents and he turns to you, oh Allah, you see that you come back with the entire world full of forgiveness and maghfirat. You are prepared to wipe out and delete and obliterate every single sin of ours. Oh my Allah, from the time we came into this world, right till this very day, every major sin, every minor sin, all those sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, kabira, saghira, whatever guna it was, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, we are raising these begging bowls in front of you. Ya Allah, we are begging you. We are imploring you, my Allah. Ya Allah, where can we go? Where can we go? If you shut your doors upon us today, my Allah, there is no other Allah we can turn to. There is no other deity we can go to. We cannot go to our parents or wives or children, my Allah. We cannot go to any makhluk, my Allah. We need you. You have mentioned your quality in the Quran, that you are tawwab. You are most forgiving. You have mentioned, inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin, that you love those who repent. You love those who ask for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Forgive us this Ramadan, my Allah. Forgive us tonight, my Allah. Before the last 10 nights can even commence even. Before Laylatul Qadr can come even. Ya Allah, cleanse us, my Allah. Purify us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have put away hands together before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can stand the whole night. We can cry the whole night, my Allah. But Ya Allah, we are asking you just that one merciful glance, my Allah. That one nazar rahmat, one nazar karam, my Allah. It will be sufficient for us for all our matters in this world. It will suffice us in the qabr, my Allah. When munkar and nakir, Ya Allah, will come. And they will ask us, Man Rabbuk? Ya Allah, they will ask us, Ma deenuk? Man hadha rajul? Ya Allah, how are we going to answer those three questions, Ya Allah? How are we going to answer this question if we have not lived according to what you have asked us, my Allah? Oh, my Allah, help us in the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such that we are placed in the qabr. The qabr says from all the people in the world, I loved you the most. Now I will entertain you. And the qabr expands and goes far and wide. And the cool breeze of Jannah comes into the qabr. And the person is told, Nam ka nawmatil arus, sleep like the sleeping of a bride. Oh my Allah, and all the bounties of the akhirat is given to him. Oh my Allah, let it not be that when we are placed in the qabr says, the soil says, from all the people in the world, I hated you the most. You have come into me now, see how I shall treat you. And the qabr closes in the person until his ribs crush in the qabr. He yells and he screams. There's nobody to help him. Not his father, not his mother, not his friend, not his wife, not his children. Nobody to assist him. Titans and scorpions, Ya Allah, which are mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, so frightening and so scary, my Allah, will be hurled and thrown upon this person. Oh, my Allah, what is going to be the condition? Oh, my Allah, forgive us then, my Allah. Allah, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, Ya Allah, we will become closer to you, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We regret, my Allah, we are feeling ashamed of those filthy sins we committed, my Allah. Those filthy gunas, Ya Allah. We destroyed all our good actions by those filthy, filthy gunas, Ya Allah. Pornographic material, Ya Allah. Glued to the television, Ya Allah. Visiting those rave clubs and those casinos and gambling dens and drinking wine and alcohol and taking drugs. Oh, my Allah, azan was called out. But you turned a deaf ear to that azan. Oh my Allah, people knocked on our door and begged us to come for salat. We swore at them and we scoffed at them. Oh my Allah. Ulama gave nasihat and waaz and bayans and jummah talks and so many other talks. Our friends persuaded us and they told us nicely with kind words. Come closer to Allah, repent. Ya Allah, but we showed a different yonke attitude to all these people. Oh my Allah, today we regret, my Allah. We regret, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rasul. We are showing that nadamat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of all the sins, we promise you, my Allah. We make that firm resolution, that firm pledge, my Allah. That from today onwards, we will try our utmost, we will endeavor our best, my Allah. Never to go, to resort back to those sins. Never to do those sins again, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we make that firm promise, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we will not go back to the sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you assist us in the future, my Allah. We can only be assisted by you, oh my Allah, to do good deeds and stay away and refrain from the sin and shun all those evil, my Allah. Oh Allah, give us afiyat, give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, Ya Allah. Give us that sakina, the tranquility, the peace of mind, Ya Allah. We're not enjoying our lives in this world, we're not enjoying your ibadat, my Allah. Because the entire day we engross in the dunya, we are chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing. We are chasing after haram woman, my Allah. That halal wife you have given us, Ya Allah. That nikah that took place with that halal wife, Ya Allah. She bore our children, Ya Allah. We used her body, my Allah. We used her as a khadim to cook our food and iron our clothes and wash our clothes and to see all our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cheated and we are disloyal to her. She is unaware, she does not know of the illicit relationships we have. Oh, my Allah. You forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Cause peace and harmony and unity between husband and wife, Ya Allah. May there be muhabbat, Ya Allah. There are so many homes that are on fire, Ya Allah. In the month of Ramadan even, Ya Allah. There are women who have been chased out of their homes, my Allah. There are husbands who are fed up and frustrated and left their home. They cannot take any more nagging, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Masoom children are suffering, Ya Allah. Which way must they look, at the father's face or the mother's face? Ya Allah, then they develop serious illnesses and conditions, Ya Allah. They land up in the hospitals then, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, when are we going to get hidayat, Ya Allah? When are we going to wake up from this drunken stupor of ours, Ya Allah? Oh, my Allah, you are most powerful, you are most loving, Ya Allah. You are the only Allah. We ask you by your Ismi Azam and all your good names, Ya Allah, to forgive us, to give us that hidayat, give us that barakat. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Give us halal rozi, Ya Allah. Give us plentiful, Ya Allah. Halal rozi. Make our rozi easy for us, Ya Allah. Without any hard labor, without any toiling, without any difficulty, without having to cheat and lie and deceive our customers and clients. Oh, my Allah. Give us that halal rozi in an easy way. But don't make us become absorbed and consumed with the love of this world, Ya Allah. Make us use this halal rozi, Ya Allah, in accordance to your shariat, for your pleasure. Make us spread in those avenues which will make you happy and pleased. Oh, may Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, whether they're in hospital, at home, ever they may be, different types of diseases, Ya Allah. Masoom children, Ya Allah, they're young little babies and small infants and small children, Ya Allah, who've got various type of bimari, Ya Allah. You're Hakim, you know why you're giving those bimari, Ya Allah. Nobody is questioning you, my Allah. You are Ghafoor Raheem. You have got reasons and purposes for what you do, Ya Allah. Nobody can question you. We are not questioning you, Ya Allah. We accept every condition you have given us. But, Ya Allah, give us afiyat. Make it be easy. Those masoom children, Ya Allah, remove them from the difficulty. There are children in the hospital who have got memory loss, Ya Allah. They're just sitting like that, my Allah. With their eyes open, they cannot even distinguish even their parents, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, the people who've got cancer, elderly ones, Ya Allah, and so many people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them kamil shifa. Ya Allah, don't make us get those type of bimaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our life, protect our bodies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to preserve our health and condition, and especially our spiritual self, our ruh, Ya Allah. Help us to make your zikr every single day of our life. Don't make us ghafil of you, oh, my Allah. Make us remember you all the time, Ya Allah. Make us have this muraqabah and the consciousness of you, that you are watching us. Give us that maqami ihsan, that when we are, whatever we do, doing, our dealings, our walking, our sitting, with our family members in the masjid, out of the masjid, we're always mindful of you, that you are watching us, and we have to face you one day. Oh, my Allah, give us jannatul firdaus without any reckoning.
Without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from dajjal. Protect us from all types of fitna and fasad. Ya Allah, different types of fitnas, waves are coming, Ya Allah. They're coming lashing upon us, Ya Allah. Our youth are being, Ya Allah, pulled in this fitna and in this wave, Ya Allah. Or in this quagmire, Ya Allah. Our women folk, our men, our children, elderly ones, young ones, Ya Allah. Every little child also, Ya Allah, is so glued to the mixit, Ya Allah. In that cell phone, Ya Allah, in the masjid, Ya Allah, in your house, he is viewing pornographic material, Ya Allah. Young children, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, what are we going to, how are we going to answer you on the day of Qiyamah? What face can we show, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When young sahaba will stand up and say, that oh, my Allah, I gave my life in your path. I became shaheed in your path. My father became shaheed. My mother became shaheed. I was a yatim. But oh, my Allah, despite you taking my mother and father away, I did not become ghafil of you. I still treaded the path of Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. Oh, my Allah, I have brought wounds on my body. Oh, my Allah, I have brought the blood stains of shaheed in front of you. Oh, my Allah, what are our youth going to show you? What are our women folk and men folk? What are we going to show you? Oh, my Allah, you bestowed us with knowledge, my Allah. You are going to question us on the day of Qiyamah. The first question, ماذا عملت بما علمت? Allah, you will say, I gave you knowledge. How did you practice upon your knowledge? Ya Allah, what answer are we going to give you? I'm kamzor hai, my Allah. Again and again we are saying, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers are tired. The entire day they have fasted, Ya Allah. They have made their qurbani, they have come for the dhikr majlis. Oh my Allah, it is late, my Allah. Don't let us leave this masjid, Ya Allah, empty handed, Ya Allah. Don't make us leave this masjid empty handed, Ya Allah. Fill our baskets, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with your noor, Ya Allah. Fill our hands, Ya Allah, with every good of this world and the akhirat, Ya Allah. All the marhumins of this world, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, especially our beloved family members, Ya Allah. And our beloved Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Ya Allah, who we miss so much, especially in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, he would slog day and night, he would sacrifice so much, just so that, Ya Allah, we could benefit from him, Ya Allah. We made no qadr of him, Ya Allah. Now when you took him away, now we are realizing who he was, what his position was, what he did for us. Ya Allah. But he cried and he made dua for us on this very same chair, on the same musalla and the same masjid for the same people, may Allah. Ya Allah, his duas are not going to be wasted, may Allah. You showed us in this world that you answered his dua. And what a Mubarak moat you gave him, Ya Allah. He used to cry for his friends, for his family members, for these musallis, the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are not going to let us down, Ya Allah. You have never let us down, Ya Allah. You are so kind, Ya Allah. Give it to us tonight, Ya Allah. Give it to us, Ya Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, we can feel that you are giving it to us, Ya Allah. Oh, Ya Allah. What are we going to ask you, my Allah? All we want is best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Give us a najat in the akhirat, my Allah. Make us die with iman. Ya Allah, in Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, give us bari in Jannatul Baqi. Give us more in such a condition that you are pleased with us, ya. How often we go to Jannatul Baqi, my Allah? We look at those open covers and desire that we get that cover, my Allah. We don't have those qualities, Ya Allah, to get that type of mouth, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, you can overlook our shortcomings and faults. You grant us Jannatul Baqi. Otherwise, what hope we have on the day of Qiyamah? For the sifarish of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he was standing, Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhum, I was standing him. And the people of Baqi will stand up. And then they will wait for the people of Mu'alla to come. And Nabi Sallam will intercede on their behalf. Ya Allah, Nabi Sallam, intercession is wajib, is compulsory for the people of Baqi and Mu'alla. Allah, we have nothing else, no other amal to present, my Allah. Give it to us, my Allah. Give it to us, my Allah. You give it to us. Except all the ibadah that everybody is making, my Allah. Especially the Hufazi Kiram throughout the world, Salatul Tarawih, they are performing, Ya Allah. Forgive their mistakes and shortcomings, my Allah. Except the Quran, Tilawat, and the Khatam of the Quran, throughout the four corners of the world, my Allah. And the dhikr, and the durood, and the rozas, and whatever ibadah, Ya Allah, i'tikaf, make it easy for all the mu'takifin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and the programs that will take place wherever it may be in the entire world,
accept every person's program, Ya Allah. Make, give them ikhlas, all the ulama, mashayikh, ufaz. And especially us, my Allah. What are we going to do? How are we going to conduct anything, my Allah? Everybody is so used to a different kifiyat, a different program, my Allah. But Ya Allah, you are the same Allah. You are the same Allah. You are the same Allah who forgives and the same Allah who gives reward, my Allah. We are still going to turn to you, my Allah. We are not going anywhere else, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer all our du'as. Ya Allah, answer all our du'as. Whatever jayiz du'as our friends have, Ya Allah, answer all the du'as. And so many people requested, Ya Allah, they phone, they SMS, Ya Allah. Whatever pareshani they got, remove the pareshani, remove it completely, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Oh my Allah, give us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Otherwise, all our efforts, Ya Allah, will be in vain, my Allah. Otherwise, everything will be zero and not on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas. Don't make us do anything for show, my Allah. Protect us from riya and ostentation, my Allah. Protect us from pride and all the wrong and evil habits that we have. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.